Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 8:04 Thursday morning. This portion of the program is brought to you by Walgreens. Justin Timberlake. Caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. You get a pair of Justin Timberlake tickets for his The Man of the Woods tour. He'll be at the SAP Center in San Jose April 24th. The tickets go on sale January 16th at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com. Justin Timberlake.
Oh, that's where Jay-Z kicks in.
Nice.
That is awesome.
What's it called?
Holy Grail.
Oh.
Cool.
Caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. Ooh. Justin, yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
I have to do a quick update if I could. Okay. This Justin, according to the news, Santa Barbara County fire officials have revised the number of missing people due to the mudslides from 48 to 8.
Oh, whoa, that's a significant revision.
8 is still really bad, but 48 was surprising.
Shocking.
Yeah, and right. They're citing a clerical error.
All right.
So that's the updated number. It's not 48, it's 8. They still have 17 people killed due to these mudslides. And it was in Santa Barbara County, everyone. Someone wrote in. Where? Where?
Yeah, down south.
Montecito. Yeah.
Need the right relief fast? Swing by Walgreens today with brands like Vicks DayQuil and NyQuil Severe. You'll get maximum strength cold and flu relief day or night. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. 1901.
Yeah.
Do you guys call Walgreens WAGs?
No, never.
Never heard that.
Yeah. In St. Louis, people go, oh, we're going to go to the WAGs to get blah, blah. I'm like, what? Hmm. And it was the Walgreens.
I didn't have Walgreens growing up.
I think there were Walgreens.
I had a Rexall.
Oh,
you know
Rexall?
Yeah, there was Rexall.
There's still Rexall around?
Actually, there was a Rexall I used to go to when I was a kid in Noe Valley, and I believe that changed to a Walgreens.
Mm. Yeah, oh. I had Rexall by my house the whole time growing up.
Funny.
So that was my drugstore, Rexall. In fact, that's the store probably where I threw condoms on the counter for the first time.
Thrifties.
As we were talking about things that you would buy.
How about
trying
you
to think?
You had Thrifties, right?
Yeah, we had Thrifties and Save-On. But the
right.
one
Save
right
on,
by my house right. was Rexall.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think. Like I can't even. I think we just had different chains. But CVS was the one. I remember that being like kind of the big one when it came in.
But Walgreens, when I moved to San Francisco in 97, mm-hmm. was that January of 97? Mm-hmm. I lived across from a Walgreens and ate there every day. I loved it.
What did you eat there?
Cans of soup.
Oh, that's all you could afford.
Like
huh?
The mini
well,
market.
And also because it was, you know, am I going to get in the car and try and find some food and somewhere to park?
Or am I going to walk over and get some chicken noodle soup?
Right.
Chicken and stars, man.
Go soup again, everybody.
Mm-hmm. I have long thought that the fervor over superhero movies must be waning. I mean, like how many of these things can there be? And it turns out I'm wrong. And I'm apparently in the minority because the new Black Panther movie.
Oh, yeah.
It hits theaters February 16th, and the hype is real. Pre-sale started Monday night, and Fandango said it was nuts. They're calling it the best-selling Marvel movie in the first 24 hours of advance ticket sales.
Is that right? Well, they had Kendrick Lamar do the halftime show during the national championship in college football, and it was one of the songs for Black Panther, and they showed a clip for
it.
So the hype is out there. They're promoting this big time.
The previous record holder was Captain America Civil War, but right now Black Panther holds the record for most ticket sales in the first 24 hours of advance tickets. That record might not even last long. They're saying a Fandango survey of 8,000 people found that Black Panther's only the second most anticipated movie of the year behind Marvel's Avengers: Infinity War.
Ooh.
Apparently, people cannot get enough Avengers.
Hooman, what is the deal with Black Panther, though? Because while I never read comic books, I at least had heard of Captain America or Iron Man. But I don't know Black Panther. What's his story?
So he is part of the Avengers.
And he's been, this guy Chadwick Boseman plays him and did make an appearance in the last Avengers movie, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So this is his solo spinoff from that.
So this is kind of comic book nerdiness,
let's have it, nerd.
Do you remember the Winter Soldier, who was basically Captain America's best friend during World War II, and then the bad guys got him and gave him that fake arm and they brainwashed him?
No.
Anyway, he's on ice, and he is...
Winter Soldier is, or Black Panther is?
Winter Soldier is, but they put him on ice in Wakanda. Wakanda is where the Black Panther's from. And so he's, you know, I'm pretty sure it's a fictional African country.
Wakanda.
Yeah, I don't think there's a real Wakanda. I mean, there might be. I don't know Africa super well, but...
You can type it into Google and find out. It's...
That withstands the holy heat of Africa, huh? Oh.
Yeah, they froze the Winter Soldier because they don't want anyone else to kidnap him and then, you know, release his evil powers.
But they also don't want to just destroy him?
Yeah, well, he's Captain America's best friend.
Oh.
So
there's hope that they'll be able to wake him up when they find a cure for his evil.
And this is a major spoiler alert. In the comics, Captain America gets killed. He dies.
Wait, Black Panther kills Captain America?
No.
Why does he do that?
I don't remember who kills Captain America, but when they need a new Captain America to replace the old Captain America to be part of the Avengers, they revive the Winter Soldier and they make him the new Captain America.
Oh.
You got it? Yeah, but you got to be super comic book geeky to get that.
Anyway, this is going to be I guess this is like the Black Panther origin story and the whole, you know.
Yeah, and you know, back in the days, you know, they wanted to have some kind of equality with comic books and, you know, all the comic book heroes were white, so this was one of the earliest.
Well, you have to imagine black people are like, finally, I'm going to go see this dude. I want to see a black person be a superhero.
And
right?
Not that Hancock guy who's drunk all the time.
Exactly.
But you didn't tell me. So what does he do? What's his deal? What is his thing? That's actually, so can he, like...
So he's
got... Yeah, what's his superpower?
Well, so there's...
Can he fly?
There's a panther god, and he's connected to that. But yeah, he's got this special suit, and this suit gives him all these kind of mystical abilities. I don't know what the ability... Because, like, for example...
Mystical abilities.
Can you type in
one wants mystical abilities. What is that?
Well,
he can tell your fortune. Like, that just doesn't seem like it's fighting crime.
The truth rope that Wonder Woman's walking around.
You don't like the truth rope?
That's a lasso of truth. Lasso of truth.
Whatever. Nobody likes that thing. Stupid.
Yeah, he's a badass gymnast, acrobat. He's bulletproof, martial arts.
So he's like a parkour guy. Great.
Yeah, but he can't. You know, bullets can't
pierce his skin.
Yeah, and he's got like awesome vision.
It says, he has superhumanly acute senses, enhanced strength, speed, agility, stamina, durability, healing, and reflexes.
Oh, yeah. Healing, he heals
after
fast,
he
too.
Eats a special heart-shaped herb.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know about the heart-shaped herb.
Heart-shaped herb.
But they do mention the mystical connection.
So wait a minute, he's like Popeye. He's got to down some herb,
yeah,
maybe
in order
to
can
a heart-shaped herb.
I don't like it.
You don't?
I don't like Popeye. To tell you the truth, it seems a little weird that he's eating spinach in order to get his strength.
I think that was a
spinach
gimmick.
Board.
Yeah, the spinach board.
Right, they were behind Popeye.
This is a good message for kids, right? So eat your spinach.
Tough to the spinach, because I eat my spinach.
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Doot, doot.
You know that song, Bryn?
I sure do.
All right.
Here's the heart-shaped herb. There.
That's the herb that he keeps handy in order to turn into Black Panther.
Well, to revive his power.
That's a crazy... That looks like a jungle plant.
How long does he have after he eats the herb before it starts?
Does he have to wait for a while, or does it
like a Viagra? He's got to use it within a certain period of time.
But it's going to take an hour to kick in.
You guys know what vibranium is?
No.
Okay, so vibranium is a special metal.
It's Viagra for your brain.
It's a special metal that they made Captain America's shield out of. You know? It's like close to adamantium, which
the shield's
is,
pretty bunk too. He should get a better weapon than
is
that.
It like
shield
unobtainium?
Is great. The shield is great. You don't love the shield?
No.
He's a badass with that shield.
I don't know too much about
the anyway,
shield.
Anyway, you know what adamantium is? It's what's the skeleton of Wolverine.
Oh. Anyway, adamantium?
I know what unobtainium is.
No, right. You don't.
Yes, right, he does.
What is it?
The crap from
Avatar.
Yeah, the Avatar planet.
Anyway, Black Panther suit is basically made of this vibranium, which makes him like indestructible.
Oh.
But it also gives him these mystical powers.
But if you shot him in the face, you could still get him. Like, it's his not his...
No, his face is also... Bulletproof.
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah, when he wears the suit.
Oh, only when he has the suit. Like, the suit gives him the powers.
Yeah.
It's not...
He's
okay.
Got a, yeah, he's got
but
a
But is
suit.
He like a normal, everyday civilian guy, and
but
then he puts on the suit?
He is an everyday guy, but he's also the you know, the chief of Wakanda.
Oh, he's like a king.
Yeah, he's a king.
Oh.
He's a king.
Oh.
Well, he's not an everyday guy.
But
he's a normal human.
Yeah, he's a normal human without the suit.
But so anybody can put the suit on, eat the heart-shaped herb?
Not necessarily. You got to be part of the... I think you got to be part of the bloodline of the...
Panther God.
Of the Panther God and of the Wakanda chiefs.
Does Thor's dad and this guy's dad know each other?
No, because Thor's dad is like a god.
Yeah, you just said this guy's a Panther God.
Well, he's related. He's got Panther God abilities, but he's not an actual god. The Panther gods have given.
And that's what I'm asking.
Are you going to review Panther?
Hell yeah. I am so excited about Black Panther.
You are.
Oh.
All right.
Watch every trailer. Read everything I
anyway,
can about
Anyway, back to the story here. Black Panther tickets are so hard to come by that Lupita Nyong'o couldn't even get them. She's in the movie.
Yeah.
She could not. She said within 15 minutes of them going on for the presale on Monday, they were sold out.
Who is she in the movie?
It doesn't say.
Is she like his Lois Lane?
Oh, his wife.
I think
it's
his wife. Let me double check, though.
All right.
Marvel's talked for a long time about doing a Black Widow movie with Scarlett Johansson. They've been talking about it for like 8 years since the first one that she was in. And now it looks like it's going to happen. They aren't commenting, but they're talking about how, Wonder Woman was a huge success. And so they would love to have...
Well, they better get a female director. We're never going to hear the end of it.
That's what they're talking about. They've got a female screenwriter...
You hear Natalie Portman up there, all
and
white
they're all men.
Oh my! I was like, come on! Well, talk about raining on these guys.
Wasn't that the tone of the event? It's not like she stood out from all of the other people.
But
who
did
were
you
saying
see the faces
like
of the guys who'd been nominated? They're now and they're all men. Here they are.
Well,
and they're all like, thanks. I guess I'm sorry. I'm a man. So they have a female screenwriter for Black Widow, which is Scarlett Johansson's character. Now, so this is separate, right, from Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman is DC Comics, and this is Marvel.
Yeah.
All right, so Marvel wants their own big hit woman. Jack Schaefer is the woman. They say she's basically new to Hollywood. She wrote an upcoming movie called Nasty Women, which is a female spin on Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. I guess Anne Hathaway's going to be in that. Wonder Woman was directed by Patty Jenkins, and they're talking about it wouldn't be surprising if they'd also found a woman to direct Black Widow. She has played Black Widow in 6 Marvel movies.
Yeah,
including Avengers Infinity War.
And don't forget that story you told, which is she only got that role because Emily Blunt said no to it so she could be in Gulliver's Travels with
good choice.
Jack Black. Mm.
All right, that's it for superhero movies.
American,
but good. Thank you for knowing all that stuff. It's nice to have a nerd on the show we can turn to.
Listen, I'm not 100% about Lupita Nyong'o. It looks like she's like one of Black Panther's badass like ninja assistants.
Oh.
So she may not be his wife.
It's got to be handy to have ninja assistants.
She plays Nakia.
Okay. The new version of American Idol is abandoning the bad auditions, and William Hung, she bang, thinks that is a big mistake.
It is.
Well, he made good money off of his appearances.
He did.
So
he actually lives
see...
locally, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't he going to Cal at the time?
I think he was.
He's like 34 now.
He became the bad audition by which all bad auditions were measured. He said, do you have the comments? Go for it, yeah. He's making a good point. I mean, that's the thing. The voice also doesn't do them. They've got their own little gimmick. So that was American Idol's gimmick. I want to see the bad auditions. Anyway, he's fine with his place in Idol history, by the
way. They're doing a new, more sensitive version of the show, Sarah.
Apparently so, Vinny.
Hey.
It's not for me.
It's clear that's what's going on, right?
I got to watch some of it because I got to see how these people do as judges.
I just did some hardcore research on Black Panther. You want to know one other thing?
breaking news about the superhero
Black
Panther.
Does this mean someone texted you a mean text and you learned something from it?
No.
Okay.
So I've been doing all this research trying to figure out who Black Panther's wife is.
Okay.
Right.
It's Storm from the X-Men, Halle Berry.
Oh.
That's his wife?
But they're apparently, as I'm reading into this, their marriage was annulled.
Oh.
So.
They had incompatible super parts?
Yes. Well, apparently it's not Lupita Nyong'o.
Oh. Well, so. Maybe she'll be a love interest for him.
Yeah.
You know, what is his assistant ninja.
Right.
That won't go over well, though. There's a lot of problems in Hollywood right now.
You can't have an assistant.
Can't have your assistant, you know.
Be a woman.
Well, you can't tell her that you find her attractive.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Speaking of all that, Harvey Weinstein was attacked at a restaurant in Scottsdale, Arizona on Tuesday night. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. As he was leaving the restaurant, this guy, Steve, approached him and gave him two light backhanded, we're getting more details, two backhanded slaps to the face. He actually does make contact.
I have video here.
All right.
It's really quick.
We can't sync up the video, and the dude just swears nonstop. Steve does, not Harvey Weinstein. So you can see him reaching over, and there it is.
How did the slaps look?
They don't look painful.
Oh.
But, you know, nobody wants to be touched by anybody else. The Steve character went up to Harvey Weinstein when he first sat down for dinner and started gushing about what a fan he is of Harvey Weinstein. And then I guess he got mad when Harvey said, no, I don't want to take a picture with you, man.
Harvey sucks, but none of this is good.
And actually, even his audio in that video he comes off as the sane person amongst the... And
TMZ
says he's drunk.
Yeah, TMZ airing this is only making this seem like it's a legitimate way to get on TV.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is.
Let me get
this
loaded
is the world today.
And attack somebody who's in the news.
Oh, and he told his friend to videotape this,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. He was 100% trying to get on and,
hold my
and
beer,
made it.
Yeah, right?
Right.
I'm going to show everyone what a badass I am. Harvey Weinstein and estranged wife Georgina Chapman have reached a divorce settlement. TMZ is confirming that they've hashed out a property settlement agreement and a custody arrangement. They have a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old. It looks like because they are still married past their 10-year mark, she's going to make a lot more money off of this. She was going to get, if they had broken up before the 10-year mark, she would have gotten $300,000 in spousal support for each year of the marriage. And after the decade, it jumped to $400,000. She will get a slice of their assets and other payments. They've got a $15 million West Village townhouse, a $12 million Hamptons beach house.
I wonder how this has affected her clothing line.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's bad.
Because it can't have helped.
It didn't. No one was wearing Marquesa at the Golden Globes, that's for sure. They say at one point he was worth about $250 million, but he has been spending through that, defending himself. And it looks like this divorce is going to cost him, I think it's going to be around $20 million in payments for the time that they were together and holdings that she'll now acquire. So there you go. We're watching The Amazing Race. I decided to tune into this season because of Cody and Jessica, who were on Big Brother over the summer, and you wound up watching the episode last night.
I watched last night's episode, and so would you have been able to climb up that
looked
the rope ladder?
Exhausting. You would have had to do that one if we were on The Amazing Race together.
Jessica's pretty badass, man. She climbed that thing. That was high.
It was not only high. That looked, it's, you know, it was a loose rope ladder, and it looked like it would, your upper body would be killed.
Yeah.
Even that really muscular guy
said it was a hard workout.
He was just like, that was a hard workout.
But he was heavier, so that's
true. That's true. but she just scampered up. They had to climb this ladder. So there's these ladders, free-flowing rope ladders. They're hanging from a pretty high platform. And then as they're on the ladder, a crane is lifting the whole unit up. So by the time you get up to the top, you're, I don't know, 200 feet in the air.
Really high.
Really, really high.
You know who could do that without question?
Oh, Bryn, yeah. Actually, it's too bad you can't take three people on the race with you. Because you know, and I could handle some of it and would let Bryn do all the daredevil stuff. Yeah,
well, I mean, I think I could do it. I wouldn't have shied
away
from
it.
Oh, you would
have had to have done it.
But I definitely, when I'm thinking about someone who would have crushed that, he would have crushed that thing.
It's Bryn.
Fearless and strong.
Back in my intern days, right?
Yeah, back when you were all fit and stuff.
Before the dead body.
Yeah. Anyway, also I'm watching The Bachelor this season. It's that race car driver.
Yeah.
Ari Leyendyke.
How's that going?
It's just never fails to be amazing.
It's you like
one
it.
Particular girl that's
no, they're all horrible.
Loopy.
Oh God, they're all just a mess. They're a mess. It's fantastic. I just am really just saying I want to recommend it. There are four Laurens on this season. Actually, I think they might have eliminated one of them already. But there have been 15 Laurens in 22 seasons.
Wow.
The most common name for a male contestant is Chris. They say that the five most common names are Lauren, which is number one, Jennifer, Ashley, Amanda, and Sarah. 11 Sarahs on there. Anyway, I just highly recommend it, and so any excuse to bring it up. It's a good show.
I'm glad you like it.
It's trash TV at its best. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
I'll get to that the jobs that make us happy story. Flip phones make the news.
Oh.
And more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Tonight's the night. Alice in Winterland rescheduled for tonight. We're all heading out. I'm going to see John Mayer and Matt Nathanson at the Masonic. If you've got tickets for the December 12th show, those are the ones. That's what's happening tonight. So those tickets will be honored there. And boy, it's going to be a fun time.
I've never seen John Mayer, so I'm really excited.
Yeah, it's going to be a great show. This part of the program is brought to you by Lucky. Coming up at 9 o'clock, you can win tickets to an event at SF Sketchfest. That is starting today and running through the 28th. It's a huge deal here in San Francisco. Go to sketchfest.com and get the whole lineup and ticket information. And we've got tickets to a special show coming up at 9 o'clock. Right now at your local Lucky Stores, get certified Angus Beef Bottom Roast Round, or Round Roast, one of those, for $2.99 per pound. And max packs of Angus Beef T-Bone Steak for $4.99 per pound only at your local Lucky Store.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Kaiser Permanente San Francisco Half Marathon and 5K on February 4th. Register now at getfitkpsf.com. That's getfitkpsf.com. Here's what's happening. I should mention real quick that very soon we'll peak for the week.
Oh, yes.
With
a
movie review of Commuter, the movie starring Liam Neeson. It's one of Hooman's favorite actors. I imagine this is going to be a huge one for you, right?
Well, I did know about that movie, but that is not the one we're doing this week.
How come you didn't do that one? It's just Liam Neeson being the same character, right?
You love Liam Neeson, though.
I do.
You skipped it?
It's your favorite. It's your other favorite, isn't it? You're doing Daniel Day-Lewis.
I don't know if it's coming out in San Francisco this week. I think that might be limited release.
Oh,
I think
okay.
It's coming out next week.
Well, then maybe you could review
it. But
next
week we're going to review 12 Strong.
What's 12 that? Strong?
That's Thor. He's fighting the bad guys in Afghanistan.
Oh.
Got it.
All right.
Well,
Phantom Thread is what we're reviewing today.
9:15. All right.
Good luck.
Here's what's happening.
All right.
Big weekend for people who love the NFL. Oh. Two games Saturday, two games Sunday.
First round action.
1:30 on Saturday is Atlanta at Philly. Go Eagles! And then 5:15 is Tennessee at New England.
Uh-oh.
I think that is going to be... the murder of the weekend. Like, New England's just going to run over them and stop running and keep running right into the locker room to wait for next week's game.
Jesus, don't jinx us, man.
Jacksonville at Pittsburgh
Go
is
Steelers.
Sunday morning. And many people are calling the game of the weekend is the late game on Sunday, New Orleans at Minnesota. Minnesota is, that's where the Super Bowl is this year. Yeah. So they're playing for home field advantage in the Super Bowl if they can get through the next couple games.
Good
it's
luck.
Never happened.
No. Oh, really?
Is that
so?
The 49ers played, I believe, in a Super Bowl at Stanford Stadium, but no one's ever played in their home stadium.
Oh.
So that's pretty close to home field advantage. I mean, yes. Stanford's down the street.
Right.
So I'm pretty sure that happened.
Super Bowl's weird, though, anyway, because so few of the people who live locally and support the team will actually be at the game.
Oh, you know, absolutely.
It's a totally different thing. But still, you didn't have to do a big travel day beforehand.
Right. Anyway, there's your weekend in the NFL.
Can't
Warren
wait.
Buffett is like the money man. Everyone yes. looks to him to see what he has to say. What's he up to? Although he's actually known as being pretty weird in that he lives in, well, I don't know that it's weird, but he still lives in Nebraska in a
in
fairly modest
house,
home.
Right.
And he's here saying, I use a flip phone. I'm a flip phone guy. Tim Cook has tried to give him iPhones and convert him over. He will not switch from his flip phone. And apparently he's not alone. The reason I do the story is 510 million flip phones were shipped worldwide in 2016. I imagine many of those are
Burners.
Third world countries or something like that. But people around here still use them. And I have also heard, in fact, I think we were at, where did we go? Kokari.
Shame.
Where I heard some dudes talking in the line as we were waiting to get in there.
Uh-huh.
And one of the dudes was like, iPhone 5S all the way. Like, they were talking about their phones, and he was like, I will not upgrade.
Huh.
Well, I thought that was pretty... That was one of the good ones.
Yeah,
that's the square one.
Oh, the 5 was the square?
The 5 was the square one, and I went,
oh, I thought
oh,
the
yeah,
4 was the last square.
I'm pretty sure the 5 was the square. And
well,
then
the square
six,
was the one.
The 6 is the one that transferred over to that new round.
And room. Had a giant screen. That's the only reason I would keep the 6. Like, I have a 6. I've had it for years now.
And
you know,
headphones.
The thing I thought you were going to say about Warren Buffett was that he just made big statements about Bitcoin.
He has made, I was going to say, all this stuff. That is one of the things. He is not, let me see if I can find it exactly. He doesn't believe this.
I think his quote is, it's not going to end well.
Cryptocurrencies will come to a bad ending. And then he flashed his Samsung flip phone.
Well, he is a guy who would know. I mean, if anyone can understand it, it would be him. Because I still don't quite understand how that gets tracked and how it works and how to
well,
get them.
Well, remember when it was in the news for having risen so sharply, and it's sort of out of the news at the moment. I don't know what it's at the moment.
Bitcoin. It's down a little is what I heard, but it's still astronomically expensive for one Bitcoin. It's in the
14,000.
Yeah, but I think it was 17,000 or 18,000 at one point, right? Boy, the Winklevoss twins should have listened to me. As soon as they hit $1 billion, sell it.
Yeah, oh, I agree.
Who cares? You've got $1 billion. Get out.
Well, we don't know if they... Maybe they did sell
maybe
it.
Maybe they did. Maybe they did listen.
Hey, you know what I wanted to mention? This came up on our show yesterday, and I don't have a story in front of me, but I did read about it yesterday. It came up on the air that there's sort of a modern-day push for disclosing your pay.
Yeah.
And one of the points behind it, and a lot of people texted us when this story came up yesterday... Women were saying, that's how we're going to get equal pay.
Mm-hmm.
We need to know what everyone's getting
what
paid.
Each job pays.
And in my head, not only is that sort of braggy or wrong and could create really bad workplace vibes by telling people what you make, I just felt like I wouldn't do it. But as I read about it, it's a modern wave. Mm-hmm. I feel like companies shake off employees like a dog shakes off water. You know, I mean, it's nothing to them. So if you're sitting here saying, well, you should have to pay me since this person makes, you're fired? I don't know. I mean, is there, you're not you don't have to have get a job, do you?
Yeah, you know, I thought too that another problem with that is it doesn't allow for someone who is a kick-ass performer. It's like you might have the same job title, but this person is kicking your ass,
right.
Or has been there longer, or you know, just for whatever, you know, it doesn't leave any room for you know, people to excel and
incentive,
right? If this is what the job pays and that's it, and I don't know, like, where's your motivation to really kill it at that
job?
It's
a trip, because I just was surprised as I looked it up and read about it. There were stories everywhere, like pages and pages of stories about how this is going to be the way change comes about.
Right.
And I thought, wow, all these people writing in, they're part of that. I don't know that it's going to work for them, and I don't. Look, I've always needed a job, so to me, I might want to say, you have to pay me this, but in the end, I either have to have another job to make them pay me that, or I'm going to take what they offer.
Right.
And even here, I've had to go get other jobs and say, this is what I can get paid if you won't do it.
Right. So match it.
And the last time I was up for negotiation, it came down to mere hours before I was going to have to take a job and leave. And you know what? I was prepared to do it.
Right.
Like,
well,
you have to be.
That's the thing with getting the other job, is that you have to be prepared to say, all right, see ya.
Like, when I woke up that morning, I was leaving. And by that afternoon, I wasn't. But that's the way it was. I went surfing that morning and was sort of like going, we had a good run.
It's going to be really hard to break to Sarah.
Yeah, we had a good run. It was good. I love those guys. It was a good run. Right. I'm going to really always look. But I was also in the back of my mind like, those people broke up the Beatles. I mean, we're not the Beatles, but you know what I mean.
Well, to us, we're the Beatles.
Yeah.
I know. But I wouldn't have blamed you.
Well,
I want you to know that certainly if that ever was to come down, it's, you know,
it's business.
It is. You're running the Vinny business over there.
But I wish and I hope all the people who are trying to make this thing work, I hope it works for you and that you don't find yourself living that much longer at your parents' house.
Right.
Speaking of jobs.
Okay.
The five jobs that make us happiest and most miserable.
Yeah. All right.
The five jobs with the highest satisfaction rate are video game producer, film director, music producer, comedian.
Really?
That's not true.
That doesn't seem true at all.
There's many people I know who are like, I got to get off the road.
Right.
It's killing me.
So bitter. They're like the bitterest, angriest people I know.
Oh, the worst. Across the board.
They're not.
Well, not Eddie. He seems happy.
No, he is. Oh my God, he's one of the worst.
He's a very nice boy, but I think he would like to get off the road as well.
He wants steady work in the place that you live.
He's got a kid now.
Yeah,
things have changed. Anyway, neurosurgeon also on the list.
Well, you're a brainiac who works on brains.
The five jobs that make us most miserable are stock clerk. All right, I don't. So that's like the night shift where you stock stuff.
I guess so.
I wouldn't have hated. I mean, I would have hated that.
That's, you know, I think a lot of times how much you like your job is how much you like the people that you work with.
No,
that can
true.
Be a huge part of it.
Huge,
if you're a stock boy and there's, you know, super fun people that also work there, and you find ways to make the shift go fast and you have some laughs, like, this, you know.
The dudes that do it, though, or the people that do it, I should say, are the ones who they don't really want to deal with customer service. They just want to put on their headphones, lock in, unbox stuff, put it up, done, I'm out of here. And then when they leave, that no one calls them and says, let's talk about what you're going to stock tomorrow. Like, they don't.
Yeah,
they're just going to show up tomorrow, put on their music, and stock
grab
more stuff.
Grab the pallets, right.
Right, the end. So I think that they probably do. Anyway, cashier's on the list, janitor, machine feeder at a factory, and telemarketer. Those are the least happy.
Telemarketer seems like a sucky job.
Oh, our text. Sorry, I'm going to run out of time on the text because we do have that
review. You have some time here, though.
All right, so I'll do a few of these before we pull out. I would love to see Sarah and Vinny on The Amazing Race.
Oh, my God, I'd love to see that, too. And we don't work for CBS anymore, so we can.
If it was The Amazing Race, Sarah and Vinny versus Hooman and Brynn, who would win?
I don't know the show at all, and you guys seem really confident that you could destroy
No,
anyone.
We're not. We are not saying we're confident we could destroy it. We're saying we'd love to get a shot on there. I do feel like I've thought about it enough that I would have some strategies. But you're great with people. You got to have people skills on
What
that
else
show.
Do you need to... I'm terrible with like maps and directions.
Oh, then hopefully Brent's all right.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah, that's... First of all, as partners, you need to have...
A navigator and a driver.
You need to be able to complement each other.
And a climber.
Here's one of the things, though, Hooman, you are well-traveled.
Yep.
So you do have some experience with other cultures, other places, and other... I have been to Mexico, the end. So that would be against me for sure.
Mm-hmm. And where does this show take place? Like what cities?
All over the world.
The whole world.
It's a surprise each place that they go. They get a clue and then they, you know, fly to Reykjavik. They've done Reykjavik and I think Antwerp.
So we could end up in Tokyo.
Anywhere.
Oh, okay.
And they go to crazy places too, like places you'd never think of. And then once you get there, you
like
get another.
Armenia?
Wherever.
Oh, you know what? We got a text from someone who was really disappointed that you didn't do a better review of your time in Armenia.
Well,
like they actually said, I'm Armenian and was so excited that you were going. And there I was waiting to hear you talk about it. And you gave it less than one second.
She sent an email
and went right on to Bali.
Well, do you want me to talk about Armenia right now? Or should we do it later? We can talk about it in the secret show. Who gives a what?
Crap.
Who gives a...
You dumped that, right?
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we had to.
I don't think you had to. He said, who gives us this?
Close enough.
Regarding Natalie Portman, I think her point was Lady Bird won the movie award, but the female director of that movie was not even nominated for a Golden Globe.
Oh.
That's a good point. Yeah, got 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Well, I think all of the people on stage were making decent points. It just became a little heavy after a while. It certainly wasn't good watching.
Right.
You know.
It got a little like, whoa, sucks to be a dude right now.
Yeah. Thank you, Hooman, for explaining all the Marvel stuff to the non-nerds. Some people just don't get it.
Yeah, I'm one of those people.
Me too.
I love how Hooman's just making this up on the fly. LMAO. Love you, Hooman. Did you make all that crap up?
No. I mean, listen, I know some stuff about the Black Panther. He's not, like, my favorite, but because the film's coming out, I did do research.
Blah, 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 blah. Yuzette and Sarah, Holy Grail by JT is not the new song.
Sorry.
We don't know.
I didn't know that song. That was a great song.
I asked, and Bryn said it was new. Brynster.
Oh,
I just
newer.
I just assumed it was new. I'm like, I've never heard this one. That's a great song.
Yeah.
It's about 3 or 4 years old.
All right.
Newer than his older stuff.
Thanks.
I thought it was on the new album.
Yeah.
650 says, Black folks can't wait for Black Panther. 415 says, Sarah, I'm from Chicago originally, and I still call it WAGS.
Oh, yeah, I guess it's a Midwestern thing, because I was like, what are you guys talking about? You know, Walgreens, WAGS. I'm like, oh, okay. Okay, right, I'll call it WAGS.
By the way, Black Panther is considered the first black superhero.
But what about Frozone from The Incredibles?
Yeah, I'm talking about the year he came out.
Oh, okay.
Sarah. Sarah. From 707. Sarah.
What'd I do now?
There was a Rexall in East Bridgewater on Central on the square. At least there was when I lived there in 1977 and 78.
Oh, well, I was living there.
You recognize Rexall. That area?
Yeah, well, in Central Plaza, yeah.
Yeah.
Or I think actually.
Central on the square?
I think it was called College Plaza.
Isn't that where you got married?
No, I got married in East Bridgewater.
Oh.
Come on, Vinny. Get it
that's
straight.
That's it. That says, Sarah, there was a Rexall in EB, East Bridgewater.
Oh.
On Central, on the square.
There was?
Yeah. That's according to a text.
Central
on
the square was where the schools were in the church. Yeah, I don't know.
We don't know what these people are up to. This person could be on heroin.
That person lived in EB. Who is that?
Some heroin junkie.
Right, we don't know. You little heroin junkie. Right back. Who are you? Do I know you?
In the couponing world, we call Walgreens WAGS.
There's a couponing world?
Okay. Yeah.
Sounds great.
Sarah, look into Cora or Lola organic tampons delivered right to your door.
That's okay. I'm all set. John buys me my Tampax that I like. Oh my God, quote of the day that I read this morning, Camille Grammer on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills said, who lit that bitch's tampon fuse?
She did?
Something like that. Yeah, lit the fuse. How funny is that? Oh, I got
was
the quote all wrong.
Was that a story from this morning?
Yeah, it was just like a quote that I read that I just
seems
started
like
laughing.
Woman on woman crime there, doesn't it?
Who lit that fuse? That's hilarious. Oh, God. She just blew up.
I heard a comedian once who said he never minded buying tampons. He'd hold them up in the grocery line and shout, I got a woman.
Oh, that's nice.
415 says, LOL, Wanda Sykes in her stand-up talked about hiding watermelon under her salad at the salad bar until Obama became president of the United States. Then she started carrying whole watermelons through the supermarket after that.
That's so funny. We got a break, Vinny. We'll finish up the text and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.